We're going to go out to Canterbury, and we know that this time next week it's Tab Everest Day, and 10 sovereigns will hopefully be lining up in the Coolmore slot for trainer Aidan O'Brien. Andrew Murphy is a part of that team, and he joins us again. Gee, Andrew, it only seems like 12 months ago you were here.
Yeah, just about that, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How's 10 sovereigns done out at Canterbury?
Yeah, very good. Very pleased with everything so far.
Can you take us through this morning? Obviously, here in at Randwick, we haven't had too much rain, but I think you have at Canterbury. How was his last serious workout?
Yeah, it was very good. They had 12 mils of rain at Canterbury last night, so the track was actually on the soft side this morning, which wasn't ideal, but it could have been a lot worse with what was forecast. But yeah, delighted with his last piece of work. He worked over over 5 furlongs, which is, 600 metres, and, very pleased.
I've watched some of the vision here that's been tweeted out by Racing New South Wales with another horse called National Guard, who's just helped 10 sovereigns this trip.
Yeah, National Guard is his companion.
Okay, and 10 sovereigns was the one that sort of worked away from the other stable mate?
Yeah, that was him, yes.
Yep, okay. So, you're very keen to get a good rated track.
Oh, yeah, it'll have to be a good rated track. He's a completely different horse on a fast surface.
Yep. And you know our track rating's pretty good, Andrew. If it was a 4 or 5, if we got a soft 5, that would be still okay.
I'd say we'd be more looking at a 4, Andrew, than a 5, really. But looking at the forecast ahead, there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of rain on the way, maybe a little bit on Wednesday and Thursday, but nothing major.
Yeah, and it's going to be quite warm going through that long term next week. It's going to be 24, 25 degrees, so that's another positive for this horse.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So obviously the drier the week, the better.
And Andrew, if this is the case that the horse is here next week running, and that's what we certainly hope, we understand that Ryan Moore will be here?
Yes, that's my understanding too, that Ryan will travel once he runs.
Okay, all right. Well,
and at the moment, I can't see why he won't run.
Yep, understand. And he settled in, and we know how good he can be on dry ground winning that July Cup.
Yeah, and the great thing is there'd be plenty of pace in it, which suits him too,
Yep, the introduction of Nature Strip into the race has put a bit more there, hasn't it?
Exactly. And, you'd be looking at it at something similar to a July Cup where there was plenty of pace, and he's a horse that likes plenty of pace and to come at horses.
Well, we're looking forward to the week ahead, Andrew. I hope for everybody's sake around Coolmore's team with 10 sovereigns that it is ripe with the forecast, with warming temperatures and a good track here next week. We might even see you during the week, Andrew. We might have to bring our van out and do a show from there on Thursday.
Lovely. Look forward to that, Andrew.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks a lot, mate. Andrew Murphy joining us there from the Aidan O'Brien stable with the latest on 10 sovereigns after the horse's final fast work this morning. And we've tweeted that out. You can check it out on Racing New South Wales or via my page at Andrew Bensley.